Now, our very own Liz Walton, not in the studio with me this week. She's actually in Belgium at the Plugstit Memorial. 100 Guernseymen aged 17, between 17 and 42, commemorated there. 96 of them from the Guernsey Royal Light Infantry died 90 years ago this weekend. Liz is on the line now to tell me more about what's going on. Liz, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, I can hear you, Gary.
Fantastic. Liz, just tell me, why on earth you're in Belgium today? What's actually brought you to this memorial?
Well, I chose this particular one because of it being the 90th anniversary of such a large group of Guernseymen. And effectively, after this, the Royal Guernsey Light Infantry didn't exist anymore as a fighting force. It had only been in France since November of the year before.
So what's actually happening this weekend? Is there a formal event, or is this something you've chosen to do given the anniversary?
It's not a formal event, no, I chose to be here for this particular anniversary, yes.
Is it important, from your perspective, I'm sure I know what the answer's going to be here, to actually keep the awareness of what happened many generations ago?
Well, yes it is, because it's something that affected the whole island. Every family on the island was affected. If you look, as I said, there are 96 names, all of those young men died within 3 days 90 years ago this weekend.
It is a quite incredible story. Just paint a picture for me of the scene where you are at the memorial. Is this quite a sort of a tame affair or a very grand affair? What is it?
The memorial, it's a huge circular building. In fact, I'll put some photos through that might go up on the website, with great stone lions at the front of it. And then there are panels inside it. And the whole memorial has, you're not going to believe this, Gary, 11,500 names, all of whom are men who were killed in action and have no known grave, just from this part of the Western Front. There are other memorials all over the place. I mean, I was at the Menin Gate last night, and there are thousands and thousands more there.
It's when you start considering the numbers, it is mind-blowing, isn't it? It's very difficult to compute in this day and age about what happened many years ago.
Well, I mean, families losing three sons. You know, there's one particular family, one of the sons is commemorated here, the Stranger family. And as I said, they had three sons, and all three of them died within a month.
Now, what's your involvement with this? I know you have a greater interest in the history and Guernsey and wars as well. Tell me a bit more.
Well, it's not so much to do with the war itself, it's to do with the consequences on the island, how it affected island life. Because I belong to a group called the Channel Islands Great War Research Group, if I've got that right, probably not. study group, I think we're called officially. And really, we're trying to make sure that, you know, what happened to the island isn't forgotten, because it got pushed a bit back to the back of people's minds because of the occupation coming in so soon afterwards.
And how do you actually go about keeping this history in the public arena?
We have a website and we publish a journal on a regular basis. The website is at www.greatwarci, and that's all one word, .net. We're just a voluntary group of people who are interested in, you know, commemorating this bit of the island's history.
Well, I have to say, it's a remarkable thing to do when you told me a couple of weekends ago what you were going to do and then actually sort of studying up about what you're doing. It is remarkable. What's your plan for your rest of the time in Belgium?
To walk around a few more cemeteries and battlefields, I'm afraid.
Hey, well, that's what you're there for. You're going to bring back some pictures for us and we'll get them on the website.
I will bring you back some pictures. In fact, I might even manage to email you some.
You're a star. Right. OK, when do we get you back in the studio?
You will have me back in the studio at the beginning of May.
Okay.
I'm doing various other things in the meantime.
But Liz, thank you for your time this morning. Really appreciate it, and see you when you're back.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Thank you, our own Liz in Belgium.